Winnie, have you got a word to say for our listeners? News just in. Dog likes the soundproofing on the mic. Not soundproofing, popper stopper. Alright, don't wind her up. She's gonna eat the whole thing.
Hello and welcome to Weird Parents, a podcast where we talk about how weird it is being parents. My name's Sammy. I'm on Instagram at poppunkpetsandparenthood. And as per usual, I'm joined by the husband, Coop.
Hey, hey, hey. All right. We're here.
We be here.
We're a bit tired today, aren't we?
Yeah, I am exhausted, man. I am so tired.
Busy weekend.
Busy like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Busy 2 weeks.
Well, that ties nicely into our... I guess our theme today, where we're going to talk about change
and how old I am now.
Yeah, well, we just had a lot of change recently, haven't we? And we're slowly, like, I don't know, the little life support line is slowly just like getting back. It was, you know, going tick 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 tick, like all over the shop. But slowly, like,
we're now a nice systole, are we?
Yeah,
you could shock us and actually stand a chance.
A nice, like gradual, steady heartbeat.
Getting a nice normal trace on that ECG now. Good.
But yeah, well, I guess we'll just go straight into it if you want. Like,
what's been changing?
What's the biggest changes? Like, we've obviously moved house.
I feel like before we do that, we need to go, I'm going through changes.
There is another song.
Oh. Well, that's the one I think
of. Is that Ozzy Osbourne?
No, I don't think it is. I know it from Big Mouth. Netflix.
Ozzy Osbourne sung
a song. You have got this in your head. We need to fact check this right this second. Because
get your phone.
We tried to ask Alexa and she didn't help.
So Ozzy Osbourne did a duet with Kelly Osbourne, his daughter.
Oh, yes, he did.
Is it that song?
I don't think it is that song.
Because I don't know that song at all.
Changes.
And the other one I was going to say was Changes.
Oh, yeah.
Changes.
Don't want be in a...
And obviously,
right, this is their one.
Get to the chorus. Don't bore us.
Okay.
It's the same song, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Who's it a cover of then?
I mean, it does sound a lot like it, doesn't it?
I don't... It's not the Big Mouth theme song.
Hang on.
But that's not what it originally was.
Hang on. Big Mouth theme song. No, that's by... It is by Kids Superstars.
Well, no, that can't be right.
Oh, no, that is...
Ozzy Osbourne covering...
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Ozzy Osbourne... Kelly Osbourne covering the classic by Kids Superstars, Changes.
I want to know, why are Kids Superstars covering Big Mouth? That's not appropriate.
Are you going to put that version on now?
I've just looked it up and it's like Big Mouth theme song and it says song by Kids Superstars.
Play it. That's not like Kids Bop, is it?
Oh, hang on. It's by Charles Bradley.
Okay. What's Kids Superstars in?
I want to know their version. What's their version? Because, well,
that's
it's not
song.
Inappropriate, is it? So it's probably just them doing that. But imagine the kids would be like, oh, I really like this. And the mum and dad would be like, oh, yeah, the original. I'm going to show you the original TV series. There's this massive hairy cartoon hormone monster that keeps pet dicks.
But they
sound so alike, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, exactly.
I think it's the same song.
Oh! Changes is a Black Sabbath song covered by Charles Bradley, which I'm then guessing, did Ozzy Osbourne loosely base it off of the Black Sabbath song?
He was in Black Sabbath, Sammy.
I'm having a bad night, man. We need to start again. No, but did he loosely base
it? Type in do Black Sabbath now. I love it. I was like, right, this can be a quick 20-minute vox pop of an episode. And we spent the first 5 minutes talking about fucking.
But it's all come around full circle because he's still involved. Yeah, so this sounds exactly like the song they did. That is a song that he did with his daughter.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it's a cover of the Black Sabbath song Changes, but by somebody else to sound slightly different. So you thought it was the original song was the one he did with his daughter, but he didn't.
No, I did. I thought it was a cover, but I didn't.
Yeah, the one he did with his daughter is a cover of the song he did in Aerosmith.
Song. Yeah.
Aerosmith. Fucking hell.
Oh my God.
Black Sabbath. Oh my God. I told you.
That's
I'm
another
tired.
Good band. There's okay, we can't get into it.
I'm really tired.
Actually, I think Steven Tyler is fully cancelled now. I say cancelled, he's probably going to go to prison.
What's he done now?
For like sex trafficking.
Oh, fuck's sake. Why they be up here, up in this space, molesting children? It's really.
He like admitted to it all in his autobiography, and now.
Oh, I'm just going to publish that.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, there we go. So it's come full circle. So yes, you were correct, but it's obviously covered by somebody different. So
sweet. That's really
the
cool.
Theme of this.
So that's today's episode, guys.
All right, thanks. Hope you
tune in
it.
Next week.
I'm going to go and have a very well-deserved sleep because clearly my brain is not functioning.
What I was going to say is we've done a lot of change, right?
Yeah.
We moved house.
Well, had a baby.
We had a baby. Yeah.
That's really it, Coop.
You turned 30.
I turned 30. That's the big one, yeah. I turned 30.
How does it feel?
I just feel like I can grunt when I get off the sofa now with intent. Like I have a reason now.
Yeah.
Yeah, beforehand I was like, oh, I'm so tired, I'm so aching. You're like, oh, you're so young still. Why are you complaining? And now I'm 30. People are like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's past it now.
You're tired. Yeah. I'm fine. I just feel old.
I think, like, 30 is too much of like a milestone. I think 25 is the actual milestone. So that's like when you.
No, 25, I don't even remember. I just
yeah, but that's like biologically, that's like when you start dying, isn't it?
25 like, was our peak, I think. Yeah, because we got married at 24. 25 was that year of like newlyweds, honeymoon. Like, look at photos of us. We are like tasty morsels. Like, we look good. It's.
I was training for a marathon.
Yeah, life was sweet. I could fit into a size 6 to 8 dress. It was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
And then obviously the following year had B.
But like biologically, that's like when you stop aging, isn't it?
That's why we peaked.
So you start, the decline starts at that point. So we kind of got in at a good stage.
What do you mean we got
in? With parenthood.
Yeah. We've done it
before. Because like we're already dying, so we might as well.
Jesus.
So what I'm saying is like, yeah, 25 is the real milestone. 30's like, you're well in. You're already aging.
No, but 30 just sounds so much. When you say I'm 29, I was like, oh yeah. As soon as you say 30, it's like you're grown up.
I think it's the other
way
around.
You're a grown up.
I think it's the other way around. When you're 29, it's like
maybe is this okay? What you're saying now though, is this the start of your denial? Because
yeah.
You're next. Is this
actually,
the start of you
point.
Being like, I'm gonna be 30?
My subconscious is sweating.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It's been fine. I mean, I just wanted it to sneak on past, really, didn't I?
But, yeah.
Yeah. It was fine. You didn't let it sneak on past, but you also didn't like rub it in my face. Well,
we did low key, didn't we?
Low key, yeah. Came downstairs to loads of balloons and 30 by Bo Burnham playing on the telly.
Turning 30.
Yeah, literally.
So, but like, how do you deal with change then? Like big changes like that? Like there are obviously things that we were working towards and we wanted to do.
Well, how do you think I deal with change? Because I don't particularly cope with change all that well.
I don't know, I think you're all right. I'd say so. I don't like surprises.
No, I don't, because I don't feel in control. But I'm also like, spontaneous changes, yes. If it's something that I'm suddenly going to do, like, I don't know, I might wake up one day and suddenly decide I'm going to build a bit of furniture and you're like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Like, first thing in the morning or last thing at night, it's because that's I'm just going to do it now.
Well, it's newness, isn't it? Like, you like newness.
Yeah, I like newness, but I also...
I'm the same.
Probably have undiagnosed ADHD, so being spontaneous, random to do random things at times is quite normal. But yeah, when it comes to like big changes, and if I know they're coming, I will get myself into a massive anxious state about
tiz.
Them. I get myself into a tiz.
Yeah.
I think the only I did get into a tiz about baby coming.
Yeah.
But it wasn't baby coming that was the causing me the tears. It was the house.
The house.
And, you know,
the pets.
The lack of space and the pets and making sure everybody was cared for. And it wasn't actually the baby coming.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, we've gone through a lot of changes, but they're really positive for us, aren't they? Because our last place, we'd completely outgrown.
Oh, massively.
We didn't
outgrown.
Have enough space for our animals and our kids.
No. No.
We're now, we had no storage.
No, no storage. Where now we've definitely got more space, haven't we? And the flow of the house is just a lot better. And yeah. And I'm more relaxed, would you say?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
You wanted to kill me.
Well, only a bit. No, we did it.
I was very...
Took 8 months.
I was hormonal and stressed as well. And it was, you know, it's hard. Having a 2.5 year... She was 2.5 to 3.5, wasn't it? Sort of the time that I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And that's a hard age.
So she can't really remember you first getting pregnant.
Probably not.
But probably out of her memory.
That was a hard, hard age. Just like the peak of the tantrums.
Yeah.
What are you sighing about? Sorry, the dog just let out a massive sigh next to me.
Her nose is in her butt.
Well, no, she's a bagel. Yeah, so it's... I like changes. I just feel that I don't cope with... I'm better with a sudden change than I am with a change that I know is coming because I just fill myself with dread. What about you?
I'm the same. I like, as I said, newness. Yeah. I think I'm like a bit of a magpie, like shiny new things.
Yeah.
There's a thing, isn't there? There's something phenomenon where like you're always drawn to new things.
Which is probably true for both me.
Diderot effect or something? Where like, say you buy a pair of jeans, you suddenly forget about all your other pair of jeans
and
just start
wearing. Yeah, I have that. 100% I have that. Oh, we got a new car as well.
New car. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
We needed to upgrade space, didn't we?
Yeah, because we'd also outgrown the car. We were trying to fit.
It's like, do we get two cars and.
Or do we get a family car?
Or just get a big suburban family car.
We got the big suburban family car. But yeah, because we were trying to fit the two kids in their big car seats because we rear faced both of them, us and the dog in a Golf. And it was proving a little bit of a squeeze.
Well, you can't get them all in. You can get them all in, but you can't get any bags in.
You couldn't put any bags in. There was nowhere you would have been able to put a pram in anywhere, anything like that. Where now we've upgraded to a T-Roc and, we've got more space now.
We're, like, slowly becoming whiter.
And whiter.
And more suburban.
Yep, yep.
Every minute of the day.
Yep. The other thing as well is I get, like, fixated on when things have changed. So, like, the house. At the minute, I'm really, like... I'm quite house proud, aren't I?
Yeah, I'd say so. You're doing really well here.
I'm trying. I love it. You're like, you're doing really well. Well done for cleaning the house constantly.
I mean, we've said before in the past that we're really unorganised, aren't we?
Oh, so unorganised.
We don't do well with schedules.
Mm-mm.
Or routines.
No.
We don't do well with putting stuff away.
No.
I mean, parents
I do.
Struggle with that anyway.
I do. I go around and tidy up after you.
Not all the time. I mean, there's stuff that you leave out.
Uh-huh. Such as clothes. I will leave out clothes. The bedroom is the biggest mess for me. That's where my mess is the bedroom.
Yeah.
But everywhere else.
No comment.
No, you know full well. Like, was it today? I said to you, I said, what is it with you just leaving stuff random places? Went into the bathroom. There was just an empty packet of prawn cocktail crisps just resting on the side of the bath. I was like, you've not even had a bath today. Why is there a packet of crisps?
I was coming back to them.
They were, it was empty.
Yeah, I know. That was bad.
See?
Bad crisps.
Bad crisps.
Yeah.
An empty bottle of Corona. Again, in the bathroom. I think he just go. This is what he does. When he's going for a poo, he's actually going for a sneaky little drink and crispy session.
just going to go down a beer and eat a pack of crisps.
Oh, while shitting.
Just going for a shit, love.
Yeah, that's it. That's what you're doing. You're secretly having like a little me time on the bog, aren't you?
That's in This Is 40, isn't it? Which is like, you go to the bathroom like 3 times a day. Are you trying to escape?
Is it true?
Yeah.
I do the same too.
That's all right.
It's okay.
So you just need a little bit of solace sometimes,
but the difference
don't you?
Is when I go to the toilet, why does the kids come and find me? When you go to the toilet, they don't bother.
I'm slowly, just they like dads, be. Dads slowly become more invisible as the kids get older. I don't know why.
It's really frustrating.
We're just background noise. Anyway, change for adults, you know, we're equipped to deal with it, aren't we? Like we...
Yeah. Well, it's more understanding, isn't there?
Yeah, we can accept it, can't we? For B, she's been through like a massive amount of change.
She's had a huge amount of change in this last, four months?
Yeah.
Baby sister.
New house.
New house.
New bedroom.
New bedroom.
New bed.
new bed, new preschool, new car.
Yeah.
Everything has been new. Massively. And she's done amazing. Like, it could have been a lot worse. It was about a week and a half after we moved in, she really peaked, didn't she?
God, yeah.
And it was hard.
I mean, as soon as baby came along anyway.
Every day was hard.
Yeah. And then
I didn't think it was so bad when baby came along.
Well, it took a while. Like, the novelty wore off.
Oh, yeah. Didn't yeah. it? They've got a video of her being like, I want to hold her. And she was holding her. And then, like, 2 minutes later, she's like, I'm bored now.
Yeah.
I had enough of her now. Yeah. Well, she loves her sister.
She does.
She
yeah.
really loves baby sister. But she's like, such a good big sister.
Oh, I've got the 7 ways to help kids cope with change and okay. big life changes.
Let's see if we did any of them.
Did we do these right? Let's find out. So, give them enough time to prepare is number one.
I think we explained everything to be a lot, and I think it's another reason why she wasn't sad to leave the old house.
Nope. At all.
She was super, super excited.
She knew she was going to move into the new place and have her bunk bed set up.
Yeah.
When it wasn't a new bed, was it? We just had one of those IKEA ones you turn upside down, turn into her bunk bed.
And with baby sister, I think as well, she knew. I'd actually prepared her for what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Hadn't I?
Yeah, you told her everything.
Like, I know some people don't think that young kids should know about not necessarily the birds and the bees, but they shouldn't know where babies come from, all that stuff. But
oh, she knows.
She knows. I've been completely honest with her. She knows. And I explained how she knows she came out of a line on my tummy where she was...
A scar.
She was a C-section baby. And she knows that little shrimps came out of my vagina.
And she says that. She says that, doesn't she? She's like, I come out the line, shrimps, as we call our youngest.
Yeah.
Comes out the vagina.
Yeah. She knows.
Yeah.
And she knows there's lots, different
ways. And she said she wants a baby brother now, but it's going to come out of her vagina.
Yeah, so she's a bit confused there. We've had to explain that no, that would be her son. And obviously when she's older, if she wants to have children, she can have children.
That doesn't affect her too bad because she wants a baby brother now, doesn't she?
Yeah, which is not happening.
We're not doing that. Sorry.
If we listen to this in a year's time, we're like, what do we do? No. So, yeah, I was very honest and I explained to her. I even showed her
birth video.
She wanted to because I was on the Positive Birth Company, I think it's called, on their Instagram and just scrolling and she just happened to look over my shoulder and went, what's that? And I was like, oh, you might not want to see that, darling, because there's blood in here. She was like, no, I want to see. So I said, okay. But I said, if you're scared or you don't like it, you tell mommy and I'll turn it off. And yeah. And she loved it, didn't she?
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it.
And she's seen animals being birthed, doesn't she? She loves that.
And she loved one of the birth videos so much that she, for a while, was quoting this birth video.
God, yeah. I forgot about that.
Where this woman is giving birth in a birthing pool with her husband. And yeah, she's just getting on with it, like us women do, just getting on with it in the zone. And he sort of, what does he say? He says, let go of your...
Yeah, because he's like, what are you doing?
Oh, that's it. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? And she just goes, shut up, Jim! So B went for a stage of whenever anything was slightly inconvenient, she'd just go, oh, shut up, Jim.
She'd just walk around like, shut up, Jim.
Which was hilarious. But speaking of changes and along those lines of medical things, you're going to be going through a big change.
Yeah, I'm going to be going through a big change. Well, I think did we say on the Christmas episode or something?
I can't remember.
I'm getting the snip. You everyone. Are? So yeah, I'll need lots of support. Love and support, because mummy and daddy are done.
Well, yeah.
We're done.
We are done.
And, you know, you guys, as the pod listeners, are our children. We don't want to share any more love and attention. So, yeah, just know that mummy and daddy are going to be done.
Yeah, which I think Bee's a bit upset about.
Yeah, she really wants a baby brother.
She's really got a thing about wanting a baby brother.
She's not hearing it at the moment.
No, but the hard thing as well to explain to her that we can't control it. It's not like we'd be like, right, yeah, boy next. You couldn't
yeah.
decide it. But yeah, no, we are
We'll do
done.
An episode about the snip, I think.
Yeah, we are done.
Yeah, lots of kind messages, please.
Kind messages. Healing thoughts. How are you feeling about it?
I'm all right.
Oh, yeah, that sounded convincing.
I can't wait for it to be over.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you a little bit sad?
No.
Is there any mourning in there
no.
at all?
No. None at all? No, I'm way done.
None at all?
I love my children, the ones that I've got.
Yeah.
You know, we were very close to being one and done, but then we were like, you know, B would love a sibling. It would be amazing.
Mm.
You know, we're not, you know when you're done, don't you?
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, we'll do one more, but that's it. Here we are.
I love the babies. I'm just mourning, I think, as I've said, because Shrimply has been just so delicious in every way.
Oh, she's been unicorn.
She has, and it's made me be a little bit like, I think as well for me, it's with B, it was such a journey, like a tough journey. That first year was so hard.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you listen back to some of our earlier episodes, like, we really were knackered and struggling, and it was just difficult. She was an allergy baby. She was really unsettled, where Shrimps is just the polar opposite. And
so happy.
I feel like I'm following my instincts more this time round and not listening to other people and all this stuff. And I just feel more confident. So part of me is always like, oh, I've had another one. I'd just be like, it'd be easier. But then that little voice in the back of my head's like, do you remember your first? And I'm straight away like, yeah, I don't think I could do that again.
Yeah, I mean, I could do it again.
I hate being pregnant.
Yeah, I could very happily, like, if you just clicked your fingers and there was a baby there,
that's it.
Right now,
yeah,
I could do that. That'd be fine. Yeah. I could live with that. I love my children and any future ones that would come along. But what I'm saying no to is, like, you know, it takes 9 months to do it. Then there's the newborn.
Because that's
stage.
So hard on you.
I know, but what I'm saying is, time, like, gets on, doesn't it?
It'll
be like another, we've just had one baby, we have to wait a year or two.
Yeah.
Then you do 9 months of pregnancy, and then again.
Given that you can get pregnant straight away as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you've got the newborn stage and the baby stage and the nappy stage.
Right. Yeah.
And that's like another 3 or 4 years of my life where I'm ready to get on now. Like.
Yeah. And the thing is as well, I think I've noticed the big, like, I knew it was going to happen where you have to split your attention between the two kids. But how many times am I saying, like, oh God, I really wish, I miss spending one-on-one time with B.
Yeah.
Like, I want to spend some time with B, or let me do this. And, like, you know, and I imagine if we had another, I'd feel even more like that. Like, I wouldn't, I'm stressed enough splitting my time between the animals and the kids. Like, if we had another kid.
It's hard when they're young, isn't it? It's just really hard.
Yeah,
because really hard.
It doesn't help as well that society's, you know, you've got two sides of the coin, haven't you? You've got society that's like, oh, they'll just have to cope and they'll learn to be fine without you and all this stuff, and they have to learn independence. And then you've got the other side, which is, don't leave them, don't neglect them, da da da.
Don't waste a second.
Don't waste a second.
They're only young for minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Was it the the days are long, but the years are short?
Oh, makes me emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. We'll talk about that in another episode, won't we?
The snipisode. Oh, do you know what I'm dreading the most about it, though?
Go on.
You. I'm just dreading how much of a drama it's going to be. This is the bloke that can't even cope if he cuts his finger. I have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I have no idea how you're going to cope. I love that you were like, do you think I'm going to need to book some time off work? You better book time off work, because there's no way I'm going to be listening to you in that office sat there being like, I just can't get comfortable. I need an ice pack. Can you get me a new ice pack?
Oh, if you're going to help me, it'd be really
helpful. I'm going to help you.
Good.
But you're going to, what day is it on? Is it on a day, a set day?
Yeah, it's on a Thursday.
On a Thursday. Oh, that's good. So B will be at preschool.
Yeah.
Good. Because anyway. could you imagine laying on the sofa post-surgery and the toddler's jumping all over you?
Backflips onto me. Daddy! Poof.
Yeah. What are we going to say? Daddy's hurt his leg.
Yeah. Really hurt it.
That's what my dad said. And I went to school going, my dad's had an operation on his leg. And then when my mum picked me up from school, the teachers were like, oh, is your husband okay? Yeah, Sammy said that he's had an operation on his leg. And my mum was like, no, he's had the snip.
Number two from our list.
Sorry, back to the list.
There's no segue there. It's just straight in. Number two, listen to their concerns. I mean, Bea was quite young, like, for big changes, wasn't she?
She was. I did say to her, are you sad? You know, how do you feel about leaving the old house? Are you a bit sad?
She was sad, wasn't
she? She said she was sad, but she's excited for, like, the new bed and new room and things.
She really likes her new room, doesn't she?
Yeah, she loves a new room. So, yeah, it's weird, actually, because she never really liked playing in her old bedroom.
No, it wasn't set up for it. It wasn't like the right shape, was it?
No.
We didn't have any storage as well. So like, well, she didn't have a wardrobe, did she, in her room? And there was just
she'll
no storage.
Play
all her
for
toys
like,
were just out, weren't they?
Yeah, she'll play for like hours in her bedroom now. She loves
it. Yeah, she loves it.
So yeah. No, we didn't. I did ask if she had any concerns, to which she's been absolutely fine. And I think because we did enough prep with baby sister and the new house and all that, I think she's sort of been like, okay. And we didn't even have any issues with the new preschool.
No, she just slotted right in.
Which
God, we're
weird.
Like, yeah, what the hell? We should have had more of a hard time,
no,
didn't we?
No, she was absolutely fine. She was like, yeah, it's my new preschool, love it. Yeah, so it's weird.
But it says here you should label their emotions, like if they if they can't do it themselves.
Yeah.
So if they're feeling nervous or anxious or worried.
Yeah, we had lots of discussions about preschool and she just said, I feel a bit shy. And I was like, it's absolutely fine to be
scared
shy.
Scared and shy, she kept saying, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then after she came out, she was like, blah, 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 blah. Loved it.
Willow House, preschool. Mm. Yeah. And number three, read books about big life changes.
Would have been a good idea if
we
had the time.
When would we have had time to do that?
It would have been a good idea if we had the time.
Quick, get on Waterstones. We need to get a book about moving house kids.
Yeah, but she got a good book for Christmas, I think, from your brother. Was it your brother that got the Big Feelings book?
Oh, yeah, the Big Feelings
book.
Which
has been really good.
Yeah.
That's helped her sort of identify things. We have a few books like that.
Yeah.
That, like, point out feelings in certain issues and things. Like, we got the Big Feelings book. We've got the Anti-Racist Baby book. We've got Don't Hug Doug.
Don't Hug Doug.
Yeah.
It's a great one.
Which is a good one.
Pet safety.
Yeah, which I'd need to plug at some point on here, like properly. I can't remember the name of the person that wrote it, but she's a vet nurse. And
sick.
It is great. Basically teaches kids canine body language and keeps them safe.
So black mark for that. We didn't read enough books.
Yeah.
So bad parents.
Bad parents.
Keep routines the same. We did that, didn't we?
Yeah, pretty much. We tried to, and like in the early days with Shrimps, we just slotted her into B's routine.
It was hard, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's just weird. It's that initial getting used to having two.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Like you were just upstairs all day, every day for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was.
Dog freaked out, didn't she?
Oh,
the dog hated it.
Well, it wasn't 2 weeks. Yeah, it was about two.
That's 2 weeks
on and off. Yeah,
well,
we brought her down after 3 days into the evening and the dog started to settle a bit more that I was coming down. But
yeah.
The dog was not happy because did we speak about it in the labour episode? I can't remember. Yeah, I think we did a little bit how she was so stressed seeing me in labour.
Yeah, the pregnancy.
So the dog got really... She was a bit stressed to me in pregnancy. It like made her a bit weird because she had phantom pregnancies and stuff and my hormones were probably...
She went weird.
Then she was spayed and then obviously she saw me in labour and was really stressed, wasn't she? Really stressed. And then the last she saw of me was obviously me in labour and in discomfort. So when I came home, obviously me and Shrimps were upstairs mainly healing and recovering and stuff. The dog was just under the stairgate crying her little eyes out, wasn't she? Like, fully crying because she wanted to get to me. Originally, I was like, oh, she wants to see the baby. And she literally sniffed the baby, was like, crap,
yeah,
that baby.
Give a shit about the baby.
Oh, my mum.
And she fucked up your houseplant.
Oh, she went into full-on destructive mode because she couldn't get to me, didn't she?
She ate one of your ghosts.
Ate one of my ghosts.
Your York ghosts.
Yeah, ate one of my ghosts that we used for the birth announcement.
Oh, two of the ghosts,
two
actually.
Of the ghosts.
Yeah.
She chewed up the plant, which she is not like that. She doesn't normally destroy the house. Not since being a pup, anyway.
God.
So, yeah, she was stressed. So in the end, I was like, I've just got to come downstairs. Okay, downstairs.
Oh, Winnie, there's been so many changes.
There has. See, that's the other thing. Changes have a big effect on animals.
Big effect.
And bearing in mind, I prepared her. You know, she was on a calming supplement. We had the plug-in in place. We'd done loads of preparing for the baby.
At the Feliway.
Gabapentin.
Sorry.
No, it's Pet Remedy, actually. She's got, gabapentin, all of this stuff for her in preparation for the baby. We did loads of positive training with the sound of babies crying and stuff to the point that she couldn't give a shit about babies crying and she never has done. But I didn't take into consideration, because she's so close to me, how me being away from her or being uncomfortable, me seeing me in pain would have such an effect on her. And it really did. But as soon as I came downstairs, there's a picture, isn't there, of her just like laying on me and like with her head on the end of my knee, and she's just looking into the cot.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's the baby. Yeah.
Yeah, didn't care about the baby. She loves the baby.
She now loves the baby. She thinks the baby tastes
And she loves the new house, doesn't she?
She loves the new house.
As soon as she moved in, she was fine.
Yeah, happy. She loves the new house and she also, yeah, she loves the baby because the baby has cheesy feet and hands. She's always she's always trying to sneak a little lick of those cheesy little appendages.
Cheesy mitts.
Yeah.
Number five, provide connection and play. So remain consistent in your child's connection with you. Make sure your child knows that no matter what changes, you aren't going anywhere.
That's a big thing. I think that's one of the things that I think she's worried about.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a real thing about us not playing with her at the minute.
Yeah.
And it's been more noticeable since baby because she had our attention 100% of the time. And a lot of my day involves me saying, you know, I'm just going to sort baby out.
As
soon as I've done this with baby, I'm just going to do some jobs. And it's really hard because beforehand, what I'd be able to do is generally have her play or put something on the telly or something and I could get on and do things. Now, I feel like I'm asking her to play by herself or do something by herself all day because I'm either settling the baby or when the baby's settled, I'm then doing the housework.
Yeah.
Or trying to get up together with washing or something like that. Or cooking, you know, making lunch or whatever. So it is hard. I think, it's just getting used to that balance, isn't it? I need to have set days where I do the housework and set days where I just, when I'm free, play with B, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, playing's hard with toddlers, isn't it? Like, it's really hard because they...
Well, you're really good at it.
Oh, thank you.
Cheers. You are. You're
at an age where they've got it in their head what they want to do, but sometimes they can't quite do it. So you have to help them out.
Mm.
But like, as a parent, that's not fun.
No.
Playing isn't fun sometimes.
You're very good at her imaginative play with her.
Yeah.
I really struggle.
I like to set up something for her. Mm. So give like, I've said this before, but like, say it's I'm looking after her for the day, do the play in the morning. So sets her up for the rest of the day.
Mm. I'm really bad at it.
Yeah. Yesterday night, we set something up with the Lego.
Mm.
She's been playing with that since yesterday.
Yeah.
She's got a little scene going on that she's been playing since yesterday. Because I set it up for her, told her what to do.
Yeah. Yeah, you're really good at it. I'm just not very good at it. But then I haven't had much time to do it with her. So maybe I need to try and prioritise it a little bit more.
And I don't know if this is a hack that we should mention, but we... just on the off chance, we're on YouTube.
Oh, Lord.
And we saw this channel called Come Play With Me. And it's one of those really cringe, horrible channels where the kids are playing with toys.
They're role-playing.
They're role-playing little Elsa and Anna toys, aren't they?
Mm.
But she loves it. She's obsessed.
And it has made her, like, independent play come on like crazy. Like, we've really noticed. She loves it. Absolutely loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is too much of a good thing. Like, don't... Mm-hmm. It's like unicorn blood, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't use it all the time. Because she will live a half life if she just sits and watches that for like a full day.
It's like brain, it kills your brain.
They're so cute. And when baby shrimps gets a bit older, they'll be able to play together.
Very true. Very, very true. When baby shrimps gets older. Oh, baby shrimps is my last baby though. I don't know if she's going to grow up.
Number six, give them choices and ask for help. During a big life change, children feel that they have no control. So give them choices. We've done lots of that.
We tend to give her choices all the time anyway because she's so flipping strong-willed. It's the only way she will do anything.
Even if it's like the illusion of choice.
Mm-hmm. You have to give her a choice.
Yeah.
It will be, even if she's not, like she was refusing to go upstairs or she's refusing to walk or do something and you've tried everything, I still always say, right, either, darling, it's your choice. Either you walk there or mummy is going to have to pick you up and take you there. Like, that's her choice. It's going to happen either way, though. Yeah. Like, I'm the one in control, but it makes her feel like she's in control.
Or, like, I do the whole, do you want to do it in 5 minutes or 10 minutes?
Mm.
And obviously, she's now old enough to always choose 10 minutes. Yeah.
But it's
sometimes
hard.
It has to be, do you want to do it in 1 minute or 2 minutes?
Yeah, it's hard, but she's so strong-willed. There's no way you get her to do anything.
But we, like, let her choose her bed and that kind of stuff, didn't we?
Yeah.
Kind of let her choose her room. She did that by herself, didn't she? And she saw it.
Yeah, she knew which one she wanted
in the new house. Yeah, she's been pretty good with her choices.
Yeah, but it's good. It promotes a little bit of independence, doesn't it?
And the last one is talk about other changes. So I guess like bank them and group them all together.
Right.
And put things in perspective for them. Because, yeah. you know, we kind of, you want to combine the pain where you can, don't you?
Yeah.
So like.
Well, we did sort of did that. It all happened quite, everything's happened quite quickly that's the within one, the space of a couple of months, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one thing that's kind of a positive about all that stress is that we've done loads. Like, we've had the kids. We had the new baby. We've done the house move, which is obviously the most stressful thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've settled in. New preschool. We've done it all in... We had a Christmas in the middle. Mm-hmm. We've done it all.
Yeah.
In one go.
Yeah.
But it says here, you should also talk about things that they've successfully coped with in the past.
Yeah, well, I think we sort of did that because I even said, you know, you were so... We did it the other night. We were saying how, you know, you were so good when mummy had to go to hospital and,
yeah.
you know, all of that stuff. I think we do it. We're not the sort of people that would just ignore that it's happened.
No.
Because it's the thing. Some people will say to you, oh, don't bring it up. Don't talk to them about it because they'll forget about it. Don't bring it up. And it's like...
Just power through.
But kids aren't stupid.
Oh, God.
Kids are not stupid. Like, you should be able
They're
to...
They're always listening.
Yeah, and it's also good to talk about how something has made them feel or, you know, just open up the conversation.
Yeah.
I think.
Straight up.
Yeah. Preach.
That's it, really. Have you got any other final thoughts on change or anything that our listeners might need to know about big life changes and whether you should do them or not?
Don't do it around the time of having a baby. I've done it twice now and I would not recommend.
Don't move.
Yeah.
Don't move when you're having a baby because we've done that twice and it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
There's a reason doctors say don't do it.
Yeah. It's not good. The blood pressure is high. No, I think it's hard, isn't it? It's easy to say, oh, just embrace change, but change is always hard. Doesn't matter what it is, be it new house, new baby, new job. New pet, new anything, new partner, anything. Change is always hard. And I think when you have, when you do go through changes, it is okay to mourn the old thing as well.
Yeah. But try and think of the change as something new. Yeah. That's what I do anyway.
Yeah.
Adapting to something new.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Cool.
That's about it.
Do you have anything to add to it, Wynn?
She's asleep now, which is good.
She's asleep.
Oh, good. Anyway, thank you for listening today, folks.
Thank you very much.
Catch you again next week.
See you later.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.